Okay. Now, pay hey, I'll rub to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, we're learning now the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, the very similar laws to what we had in Oysa B'noi, and goes as follows. In order to have the mitzvah Kisei Adam, just like by Oysa B'noi we had a machlekes, if you say Oysa B'noi, as long as you shechted it, or it has to be a shechita, an enabler that people can eat, we're going to have the same machlekes Kisei Adam. If the shechita is just a shechita, then you have to cover the blood, or it has to be a shechita that's an enabler. But the Mishnah is going to learn the other way. Before we had, by Oysa B'noi, Rab Shimon is the one who says you need a shechita ruya. If it's a shechita, she ain't a ruya, lo yishma shechita. And the Chachamim say that a shechita ain't a yishma shechita. And here, by Kisei Adam, it's going to be pun fakert. As the Mishnah says, Hashoichid yishechted v'nimtaz treifa, v'hashoichid yishechted l'avoydezore, yishechted v'hem avoydezore, which means that the shechita was not an enabler. V'hashoichid chulin b'fnim, yishechted chulin inside, which means you cannot eat it because it's chulin b'azore. Or yishechted kachim b'chutz, but nobody can eat from it because it's chutin chutz. Again, the shechita was not an enabler. Or chayev v'oif haneskolim, or yishechted a chayev and oif that both have mitzvah kisadam, but they both had to be stoned, and therefore nobody can eat from it. Is that a meyer holds chayev because of the fact he did shechita, which is exactly what the chacham held by Oysa B'noi. And the chachamim paitin, and the chachamim are the ones who patr over here, which that means because the shechita shein ruya, which by Oysa B'noi was only Rab Shimon. That means the Rebbe paskins like the chachamim there, and like Rab Shimon here. So therefore, he decided whoever he paskins like will be called a chachamim. But everyone agrees, hashoichid when it's nabla biyodi, you shechted it, and it became an avail in your hand. The knife wasn't good. You did shia, drosa, whatever you did, chaluda. In other words, you didn't do a proper shechita. Or hanoichid, or if you cut, you know, the back of the animal, or hamaake, you pull the esophagus and the trachea out. Potem lechasas, because this was no shechita at all. It's not even a shechita. That the Gemara, Amar Reb Chiya Rabban Meichnan, it seems that Ror Rebbe Dvarav Sharab Meir Be'oisav Ez Benoi. It seems when it came to the Machlekes by Oisav Ez Benoi, what kind of shechita do you need? There Rebbe felt that Halach is like a Meir, that as long as you shechted, that's enough, even though nobody can eat from it. So he called that Chachamim. V'shani B'losha Chachamim, he referred to it as Chachamim. And the Rab Shimon, B'kisei Adam. And he followed the opinion of Shimon by Kisei Adam, that if the shechita was not an enabler, there's no mitzvah Kisei Adam. And therefore, he calls it over here Chachamim. Vishon lo Chachamim. Now, let's understand what's going on here. My time by the mayor. Why does the mayor say that shchita is enough? Be'oisev as benoi, even though nobody can eat from shchita, as long as he did a proper shchita, even though it became tray for something else, it doesn't matter if anybody can eat from it or not. Om B'shem Levi, because he says, Goma, we learn out, shchita, by oisev benoi, it says, l'shishchitu, and shchita, it says also, by shchuti chutz, that if you shechted, m'chus l'machni, yichayv kares, so using the same word. Now, by shchuti chutz, can anybody eat from that shchita? No. The shchita there wasn't an enabler. As long as he went through the motions of a shchita, you are liable for shchuti chutz. So the same thing applies to oisev benoi. As long as you shechted it, there's an isa of oisev benoi, regardless if anybody can eat from that. Mahas and shchita she'enu ruya shmo shchita, that's what shchuti chutz is all about. Av hochanami here too, shchita she'enu ruya shmo shchita, ve shchita that row is also called shchita. Nu Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon, my time, what's his svara? Why does he hold that has to be an enabler? Amar Amoni, but Patish, he learns that from Yosef. Hatzadik Gomar, he learns that because Yosef told his people they should prepare the meal for his brothers. And it says, V'tavoyach tovach v'hochin. You should shecht and prepare the food. Notice, when is it called shchita? Only if the food is prepared and ready to be eaten. And he told him, my brother coming to eat. Mitvoya to v'hochin. Ma lahalon shchita ruya. Just like over there by shchita, it has to be a suitable shchita. That makes it, it's an enabler. Afkan shchita ruya. It has to be shchita that's ruya. But Rameh Nami Nu Ligmar Mitvoyach. Why is Rameh arguing Rav Shimon? The Chayit is klar. He says very simple. Donin Shchita Meshchita. The word Shchita by Oysa B'noi, you find in the word Shchita by Shchuti Chutz. The ain't Donin Shchita Mitvicha. You're telling me I should learn Shchita by Kisei Adam. I should learn Oysa B'noi from the word Tavach, which is a different word altogether. What kind of Gezei Shav is that? Who cares? What's the difference? Hatani Rabbi Shmuel, didn't Rabbi Shmuel say, V'shav HaKoyin, U'bo HaKoyin, and we learn out, it's a ras, from the word Shav HaKoyin, Ba'HaKoyin, the same way the Koyin comes and it comes back again, it's the same dinim. But L'chayit is different words altogether. We say, that's the exact thing. This is the famous one being all over Shas. Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. Nothing wrong. If it's the same idea, it doesn't matter. The word is exactly the same. So, what's wrong with learning Shchit from Tavayach, which means the same thing, Shechting? Says the Gemara, Hani Mili, when do we say we don't really are not particular about the exact word Heichadalek or the Damala? You don't have a word that's mamish identical to the word you're trying to learn. So this is the closest thing to it. Avalika the Damala, if you have a choice to learn Shchita, he says, but from Shchita, Shchiti Chutz, where it says exactly the same word, or to learn from the word Tvoyach, which is a different word altogether, the Damala Yafinan. You should learn from the word that's identical. That's a Meir Svara. So you learn Oysas Benoy from Shchiti Chutz, we don't need Shchita Ruya. However, Rab Shimon knew Rab Shimon Nami Ligma Shchuti Chutz. Rab Shimon should learn from Shchuti Chutz. And since the Gemara Donin, we learn out Chulin Mechulin Vein Donin Chulin Mekachi. You know why we learn Shchuti Chutz? That's Kabbanis. The Dinin by Kabbanis are very different than Oysas Benoy, which is a Din by Chulin. Okay, and therefore we learn from Yasef, which is also Chulin. Freddy Gemara. Rameir Otu Oises Benoy Bekachim Mi Loinoy. Rameir can answer back. What are you talking about? Oises Benoy is also applicable to Kachim. Oises Benoy is prevalent side by Kachim, side by Chulin. And since Ois, we had a whole Mishnah there going through cases of Kachim, Oises Benoy. So since Oises Benoy applies to both Kachim and Chulin, there's nothing wrong with learning Gzere Shava Shchita by Oises Benoy from Shchita by Shchuti Chutz. You don't have bekachim that thing. This is what Rabbi Chiya said. Rabbi saw the words of Rabbi. He liked what Rabbi had to say about Oysas Benoy. He said, "Yes, good thing. Shchuta. Therefore, I don't care if it's ruya or not ruya. That's by Oysas Benoy. He calls it chachamim. As long as he shechted it, it's Oysas Benoy. V'shani b'lash chachamim." Okay, so that explains the machlekes Oysas Benoy. Now let's focus on Kisei Adam. What's the svari here? My time, but I may be kisei adam. Why does I may say by kisei adam? As long as you shechted, I don't care if it's an enabler. You have it cover the blood. We're about six lines at the end of the page on the pehei amar aleph. My time, but I may be kisei adam. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish goma bilonat shvicha meshchuti chutz. We learn now the word. It says over there by Kisadam. It says, you capture an animal or a bird, v'shafach es dama, you pour out the blood, v'kisahu ba'afan, and you cover it ba'afan. So what word do we use? We use the word shvicha. And by Shchut Echutz, it says the same thing. It says that a person who should have brought his carbon to the base of Migdash, and he did it outside, it says in the Pasuk that person is considered as if dam yechoshev li'ishahu dam shafach. He poured out blood. So we see the word shafach is in both places. So we're comparing it to Shchut Echutz. And just like Shchut Echutz, as the Shchita was not an enabler, and you're liable, same thing over here, by Kisei Adam. As long as you shechted it, you have to cover the blood. Ma'alahal Shchita shein eruya shmo shchita. Akal v'etu shchita shein eruya shmo shchita. Nu v'rab Shimon. How could Rav Shimon says that by Kisei Adam, the only time you have to do Kisei Adam is if it's an enabler? Because it says in Pasuk, Asher Ye'ochel. It says if you capture a bird or a chaya, and it says, Asher Ye'ochel, what's the purpose of capturing it in order to eat? Why does the Torah have to add that? Obviously, why else are you doing it? So the Torah is telling you that when you shecht, there has to be a shechita that's an enabler, allows people to eat it. That's why all the Kisei Adam has to be ready to be eaten. But Ameir, what's Ameir going to do with the fact that Ahu Ye'ochel? Ahu Lemutei Oif Tameh Hu Da'aseh. That an oif tummy, a non-kosher bird, if you shecht it, you don't have to cover the blood. That's what it says. Only a bird that you can eat. But if it's a kosher bird and you shecht it, I don't care if anybody can eat from it or not. You have to do kisei adam. That's a mer. But Rab Shimon, what's he going to do? Oif tummy, my time, the la barachiluhu, treifanam barachiluhu. Rab Shimon, you're right. Remember, Rab Shimon always darshens time of the crop. That's why he holds as being an enabler. The whole purpose is always, no, you shouldn't be cruel. Only if you can eat two animals, two generations at the same time. So same thing about Kisei Adam. He says, you're right. It says the Ochel to teach you that if it's a non-kosher bird on a different species, you don't have to cover the blood. But why you don't have to cover the blood? Because you're not eating from it. In other words, what's a chilek is a kosher bird, but you can't eat from it. Same thing. My time by the la barachilu. The whole reason why a non-kosher bird species is because it's not barachilu. Nu trefinami la barachilu. It's also not barachilu. Behind the Amar Rav Chiya, this Rav Chiya said, "Ro Rebbe Devarav Shel Rav Shimon Bekisei Adam." Rebbe saw the words of Rav Shimon Bekisei Adam. V'shoni B'lash Chachamim. Rebbe liked what Rav Shimon had to say by Kisei Adam. That the Shchita has to be an enabler, because the pasuk says, "Asher Ye'ochel," has to be something that you can eat. And just like a non-kosher bird is no mitzvah Kisei Adam, so too a kosher bird species, but non-kosher also Chayim Kisei Adam. Amar Rav Abba says, "Rav Abba, sorry."
Cover the blood right away.
As soon as possible.
So could it be that you could cover it and then find out afterwards it's treifa?
Yeah, but
the time
you're talking about a chaya. Maybe a chaya that waited until they find out. Maybe they took it and found out. Waited. We assume, if you remember, we had a Gemara before, that we actually make a chazaka that all animals are not treif. But by birds, for sure, make a chazaka. And by an animal, maybe you have to check the ray, and then you do it. Amar Abba says, Abba. Loi lakol, Amar Ameya, not in every respect, when Ameya said that any shchita is good enough, it doesn't mean any shchita is good enough. Shchita sheir is more shchita. Moide Ameya, Ameya is moide sometimes. We'll soon see when. Ameya is saying it, that even though a normal shchita, that I don't care if it's an able or not, you have mitzvah kisadam, but don't think that since you have the mitzvah kisadam, let's say they found the animal's treif, you still have the mitzvah kisadam, don't think that if we're allowed to eat the animal. Why would you think you could? We'll see in a minute. Loy lekol, not in every respect, Amar Ameya, shchita niruya, shmo shchita yit. Don't think when he said that a shchita niruya is a good shchita, and therefore you have mitzvah kisadam, and you have a mitzvah of benoy, it means also you're allowed to eat it. Moider Ameya is moider, shay matirosa bachil, you're not allowed to eat it. The loy, and not lechol, not to everything, Amar Rab Shimon, not to everything Rab Shimon said, shchita shay niruya, loy shmo shchita. And what Rab Shimon said, that a shchita she'ein neruya is not a valid shchita, doesn't mean, you don't think that shchita doesn't do anything. Shchita does do achieve something. For example, that if you shechted an animal, turned out to be treif, even though you're not allowed to eat it, and there's no mitzvah kisei adam, and there's no mitzvah, but it's still no longer an avela, like we had before, that the shchita fart took away the avela, and it's not tumas avela anymore, it's not just tumas eichlin. Oh, my man, let's understand what you just said. When he said that the shchita is a valid shchita for kisei adam, don't think it means also you're allowed to eat it if you found a treif. What would you have thought? You would have thought because Rameya said there's a mitzvah of kisei adam, if you've checked an animal, you found that it's treif, you would think therefore you're allowed to eat it. The treif is not allowed to eat it. You have all these isurim. Why would you think you're allowed to eat it? The Gemara, loy, no, tzricha, the shoich, this is what we're talking about. You shoich a treifa, you shechted the mother that was a treifa. There's no question that, and it's a mitzvah kisei adam, but there's no question you're not allowed to eat the animal. But a matzah but ben tes chai, you found in there a 9-month-old ben pkua. 9-month-old ben pkua in a treifa animal. So the shechita was done on a treifa animal. So I would have thought, sagra, I mean, I would have thought, ho yul damar ameir. I would have thought that since the fact is that may say it's a valid shchita as far as kisei adam is, maybe it's also a valid shchita as far as bebku is, not as far as the mother is. Nobody ever had a half minute to eat the mother; she's treif. But maybe as far as bebku is, ho yul damar may shchita sheneruyesh moshchita tehanele shchitas imoy. Maybe at least the shchita should be a valid shchita for the bebku. But loy leboy shchita, and you wouldn't need a own shchita. Kamash Milan comes to teach you that no. That the Bemkua needs his own shchita. You have to, and we had before, the Mashashi said that the Eibishter gave 4 simonim. By Bemkua, you have a choice. You can either rely on the simonim of the mother or on its own simonim. So the fact is, in this case, you cannot rely on the mother's simonim to be a treifa. So that's a chiddush, that even though the shchita is a valid shchita, but not when it comes to a Bemkua, even for the Bemkua. Freddy Gemara, it doesn't make sense what you just said.
Isn't it either to get a chimoy or it's its own independent person? And either if it's a independent person, it needs its own shchita.
We had before the Gemara, we had a machlekes Gemara, whether if you shechted a treifa and you found a memkua, whether there's any bereid of a memkua. And the Gemara Mishashi says, yes, it's all right. Or we had another case, the same idea. You went and shechted the memkua, not relying on the mother. You put your hand inside and you shechted the memkua. Is that all right? So we said, the Mishashi said, arba simonim nitutayra, that you have a choice. Either shechting the mother or shechting the vlad. So we would have thought that in this case over here, you don't have to shecht the vlad because Rameya said the shechita of the mother was a good shechita. The poil, you cannot eat the mother because she's treif. But the shechita of the valid shechita of a haraya, you have a mitzvah kisei adam. So maybe that shechita should be good enough for the vlad. And Kamashan, that it isn't. Now, the problem with that is, if you remember in the Mishnah we had before, that May is of the opinion that if you found a 9-month-old baby in a kosher mother, you cannot rely on Shchita. May says, when can you rely on Bemkua? Holding the Bemkua is if it's an 8-month Vlad, alive or dead, or a 9-month that's dead. He cannot do his own Shchita. But he says a 9-month alive is a separate animal altogether, and he needs Shchita. So Madach Amei told us the mother was kosher, he did a proper Shchita. You cannot rely on it. Why would you even think that if the mother was treif, you could rely on it? And that may I tell you not. fill you up with tisbur. Does that make sense? But I may, I didn't. I may say, even if it's kosher, so why would you think that if it's treif, you don't need shchita? No. You know what you need this for? I'll tell you. It's not for the mayor, it's for Rebbe. We just said that Rebbe sovel lo k'rameir. The Rebbe holds like Rameh that this is a valid shchita for Oises Benoy for Oises Benoy and for Kisa. It's a valid shchita for Oises Benoy, and Rameh holds for Kisa Yadam. Rebbe holds like Rameh that it's a valid shchita for Oises Benoy. So maybe we would have thought, but Rebbe, when it comes to Pemkua, he holds like the Chachamim that a 9 month old, can, even alive, can rely on the mother. So we would have thought that the Rebbe, not the Rameh, that we would have thought the Rebbe would, who holds like the Rameh when it comes to the Shechita, that's good enough Shechita, even though Shechita in Eruya. And when it comes to Bemkua test 9 months, he holds like the Rabban. So maybe if the mother turned out to be Treif, the Shechita should still be valid for the child, for the blood. The Shechita should, according to the Rebbe, it isn't. The Rebbe saw the Rameh, but saw the Rabban. A 9 month old can rely on the shchita of the mother. So kiven the amar rabbanu shchitas ima mitaharose. We would have thought that since the rabban hold that a 9 month vlad can rely on the mother shchita, tahani le shchita ima, let it help v'loy leboy shchita. You don't need shchita at all. Kamar shalom, that you do. Okay. The next thing he said was v'loy lekol amar abshchina rabshimon. He said that shchita she'ein eruya leishma shchita. He didn't mean in every respect. He still achieved something. Taki doesn't achieve anything for kisei dam. Doesn't achieve anything for oises benoy. But achieve something that's no longer an avela. You shechted an animal and a kosher species, and it turned out to be treif. It's not an avela. Moedir Rabshimon moedir shemitaharos medein avela pshita. It's obvious. It says in the pasuk, if an animal dies, if you touch it, you become tummy. It says, what do you mean, min ha-behema, from the behema? It sounds like not all the behemas. Mixes behema metame, some behemas are metame, mixes behema ain't metame, some are not metame. Be'ez a zoo, what's a behema that's metame, treifa sheshachta, which was not metame, a treifa sheshachta, if you shecht it and turn out to be treif, it's not metame anymore. That's what I mean. No, so what's the chiddush, Reb Shimon? He said, even though he says the shchita is not good enough, that you have no mitzvah kisei dam. Shchita is not good, no iser of oiser benoy. But you should know the shchita is good enough. It takes away the nevela. It's a mefarish pasuk. No, you know the chiddush is loy. No, tzicha, we need it. The shoychet es a treifa. Let's say you shechted a treifa v'hi chulin bazar. You shechted a treifa that was treif. You knew it was treif before you shechted it. Not you shechted a kosher animal and then you checked the lungs. And you found that was treif. You checked, you shecht an animal, it was cut above the knee. We learned before that if it's cut above the knee, it's a treif. And you saw that. You brought it to the, you're a chutzpanyak, you brought it into the Beis HaMikdash. We shouldn't have brought it in the Beis HaMikdash, a chulun. And you shechted it. A treif. So, what happened? Tanya, what is it? The sheikh had a treif of the chulun ba'azor. Now, normally, if you shecht an azorah, but this shchita here is not a valid shchita because nobody can eat from it. Why? Because it was treif, and you knew it was treif before you started. The Tanya we learned hashoychid that you shechted a treif. If you shechted an animal, turned out to be treif. And hashoychid v'nimtzas treif. And it turned out to be treif. For example, you found afterwards, you checked inside, there's something wrong with the stomach or the lungs, whatever it is. Izev is chulin mazor. Chum say the fact is you shechted chulin. You're even at Yisra say, nobody can eat from it because it's treif. Who cares? You shechted chulin mazor. You're even aveda. And the question is the animal you allowed to eat or not? Rab Shimon says, why it's matabano? She's mutabano. Why is it mutabano? Because Rab Shimon says that the shchita is not a shchita ruya. Nobody can eat from the shchita. Why not? Because it was a treif shchita. Because it was treif. Nobody can eat from it. And a shchita shein ruya, lashma shchita. If it's not shchita, then you didn't do the aveda of shechting chul in the azara. Because when is aveda of shchita azara if you did a proper shchita? But this wasn't. A proper shchita is that you could have eaten it. Other than the fact that it's chul in bazara. That's aveda. But not, no extraneous reasons. But here it was treif. So they forstand chulin shenish razora. Because it says v'zavachta, says kiyicha v'zavachta, you have to be a shechting. According to the Shimon, is only considered shechting if it's an enabler. Rav Shimon Mat Bahanu Acham Acham say also. They say the fact that you shechted it, so it's also you did a veid of chulin ba'azara. Now, Sal Kedami, I would have thought Ho Yil Va'Omer Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says Mut Bahanu. He says you're allowed to have anu from the chulin ba'azara because it's trey. If nobody can eat from it, Al Malav Shchita He Klal. It sounds like it's no shchita at all. That's why you're not over chulin ba'azara. So Ema, I would have thought maybe he goes so far to say midin nevela nami lemitara, since he holds that he's not even over the Isra of chulin ba'azara as if the shechita never happened. So maybe if the shechita never happened, it does not take away from the nevela of the pasuk at all. So I would have thought kamashalon that it does. Kamashalon that it does. In other words, we're not talking about stam. Even if she was mighty, taking out treif anami, shechted, turns out to be treif, it takes away the veil. We would have thought in this case, where you did chulin ba'azara, that was treif, that turned out to be treif. Since in this case, we've learned from a pasuk that the shechit is not considered shechit as far as chulin ba'azara is concerned, you're not over that veil, because nobody can eat from it. So maybe in this case, the animal is taka nevela because there's no shechita here. The Torah told us it was a vachta, you have to shecht it from a faraway place, and we don't recognize it as a shechita because nobody can eat from it. So maybe in this particular animal, shechita inside the azara is a nevela because there's no shechita here. Kamashlon, when he said that it's no shechita, it's only as far as chulin ba'azara, but it's still something happened here that it took away the nevela. That's what the chiddush here is. There's a big machlekes tanoim we had in Pesachim by the chulin, this iser of chulin ba'azara. Is it an iser deraisa? The Torah tells you v'zavachta, you know, kiyichak v'zavachta, only when you're far away you should check, but not in today's midrash. Or it's only midrabanan, or iser rabanan, gzeida. V'sova Rav Shimon chulin ba'azara deraisi. That's what he holds, that is mahatayra, from the zavachta, the way we're just learning right now, that has to be shchiteruah. If you hold it, the Rabban Chulin Bazara, why would the Rabban answer it? Because they would see you shechting in the Beis HaMikdash, then they see you taking the meat outside and eating it, because it's only Chulin, and they think, oh, kabanas, you can eat outside. They think, oh, kabanas, you can eat outside. But so if Rab Shimon held that Chulin Bazara is only the Rabban, why would he be so strict to say that if the Shechita wasn't an enabler, you're not over Chulin Bazara? The Gzeda is still there, so there must be, there, and you don't make a Gzeda on top of a Gzeda. The whole thing is a gzeda, and you can take another gzeda for shchita and ruya. It's not even. I mean, so therefore, it must be the holds midraisa. Says the Gemara, Omle, in yes, Itaka does. But now, I'll prove to you. It says in Mishnah, Rav Shimon says, chulin shenishchitu ba'azara. Because if he held the rabbanan, then why would there be a different shchita ruya, shchita and ruya? In all cases, rabbanan would have asked. Why would he say it's mutter? Yes, Rav Shimon Tak holds Mahatayda. How do I know? But now we look in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Aimer, Chulin Shazara, Chulin Shazara is Yisrifu Beish. You have to burn it. The Chen Chai Yisrifu Bazara, same the Chai Bazara. Even though there's no, is there a reason for a Gzeda? That I is from Chaya. Everyone knows that a Chaya cannot be, you can't bring a deer in the carpet. Everyone knows you can't bring a deer. It's a sheep, a goat, a cow. Everyone knows you can't bring a Chaya. And yet he says here, a Chaya in Azara, you have to burn. If it's only Midrabbanan, we're scared that people are going to think, look, Kabbanas were done inside and they ate it outside. If they see the deer, nobody's going to think that's a carbon. So what's the problem? I guess you can be, people can tell, I don't know. Actually, many, many, many years ago, the Sheikh Krinsky shechted a deer and it sold like hot cakes and venison, and no one knew how to cook it because it looks different. It's a tougher meat. And no one enjoyed it. So obviously you can tell. I guess you can tell. If you tell me that Torah Hanigas in Chayot the Behemah, therefore makes sense why he asked Chay as well, because Behemah the Torah also says Chay as well. People think you let him catch him outside. He goof exeder, but not naked. Niggas exeder. So what are we doing here? The whole thing's going to Rabbanon. So even if people don't know, I guess he's saying, yeah, it's a gzeda to a gzeda, so why are we going to be so machma? Rabchi once had a situation that nofele yaniva, some kind of a moth or something, fell bekiste on his linen shirt. Also, the kamei, the Rebbe, Rashi says some kind of a worm. I'm not sure what kind of worm it is.
It's moth.
Moth, okay. That's just talas. Okay, but it's a moth pasha. So I came to Rebbe, Amalei. So he came to Rebbe, he said, what should I do? How do I get rid of it? So it's very clear from here that you go to your Rebbe not only for Yoni Ruchni, Mekasha, the Gemara, Pashat, you know, Gashmizdika questions. I'm about to lose my linen shirt. What should I do to save it? Amalei said to him, Mishkoil, Ufa, take a bird, Vishachit, and shecht it, Al Bubisa de Maya. Why aren't you shechted on this pot of water that the flax is sitting there? The moirach doma, so there'll be a smell of blood, and this moth will smell it, and v'shavigle he'll run away because they hate blood of a bird. So that's how you get rid of the moths. Freddy Gemara, hechi avrochi. How can he suggest to him they should shecht the bird and let all the blood go into this pot? But Tanya, we learn. You shecht a bird, even though you're not doing it to eat the bird. You're doing it because you need the blood. You still have to cover the blood. Kate said, Yasa, what should you do if you want the blood? Don't shecht it. Either noichre or oikre. Remember, we learned before that if you don't do a shechit, there's no mitzkit adam. But if you shecht it, I don't give what your kavan is. You have to cover it. The first part, and that's the blood that's used to them. Ravdi came along. He said to him, "Say treif." What he told him was, "Make it treif first, and then shecht." So therefore, it's a shechita she'ena ruya, which follows the view of Rab Shimon.
He says, "How did he know it was even a kosher animal?"
With a bird.
Maybe he told him to shecht a treif animal, a treif bird. The whole problem of kissing, you only have to kiss it when it's shechita. But
but you told him Ufa is a bird. He said that was a favorite bird.
No, he's not. He's saying that.
It's in the mice. It was. Look, it was a kosher bird, and so it appears. Where is it? Amalei, what is it? Kiosav dimi amat say treif. He said the Rebbe said to Rab Chia. He said to him first, make sure the bird is treif, make him treif, and then. You know, do something, make him treif, break the wings, something, and then go ahead and shecht it. Amalei, he said to him, Kiyosu Rav and Omar, he said to him, say nechoyr. He didn't say go make treif, he said make nechoyr, go ahead and kill it from the back. He's cutting the back instead of shechting it. Amalei, the man, say treif, my time, Lomar, say nechoyr. Why did he think that Rebbe told him to make it treif and not to make it nechoyr? He holds Matayda. Remember, he had an opinion that says there's no shchit. One opinion of B.A. says there's no shchit Matayda. And therefore, Matayda, as long as he kills even the choyr, it means maybe a chayv kisidam. That's why he didn't tell him the choyr, because maybe a chayv kisidam. But Tanya, Rebbe clearly says, Kashet zivisicha, you should shecht. And when you go to far away place, you should shecht from your bokar and your tzayin. Kashet zivisicha, melamish, and estava moish alavesh, valakonne, valroiv echabar, roshnaim, bebehem. Rebbe clearly holds that a bird is mahatayra. So why didn't he tell him to say nechayr? So he says, you're right. He could have told him nechayr. Leim bebayakomar. Surely, nechayr, I want to say chidish, to tell him the nechayr of avadar. There's no mitzvah kisei dam. It's not shchita. Loi meboyit say nechayr lashchidi klal. My chiddush is avol teiv treiv. I would have thought that if he told him to make a treiv, that's a shchita shein ruya. Maybe shchita ruya is chayiv in kisei dam. Ein mo shchita shein ruya shmo shchita leboy kisei. Kamash v'lon comes to teach you that what? That no. It comes to teach you Kirab Chia Bar Abba that Rebbe follows Rab Shimon in this case. That's why he called the Chachamim. When it comes to Kisei Dam, Rebbe holds that a Shechita She'ein Uruya, if it's not allowing you to eat, it's not a Shechita, it's not Kisei Dam. That's the Chiddush. That's why I want to tell you Treif. Well, the man Dama, so the ones that say Nechoy, my time alone say Treif. So why does it say Nechoy? It's so simple. Shouldn't he have also said a Chiddush? Say Treif. If you can tell me, because somebody holds that the Rebbe holds Shechita She'ein Uruya, Shema Shechita, maybe because Treif. Since by Oysel Benoy, we paskin that it's like a mayor that a shchita in Ruya is a shchita, so maybe here also. That Rebbe actually paskins like Rav Shimon by Kisei Adam that a shchita that is not an enabler is not called a shchita. So say treif taki, you don't have to do Kisei Adam. V'shanu b'losha chachamim. So why does he say something which is not shchita? Every time a chacham when they say something, they should say something that involves a chiddush. So why say Rebbe told him making the choyr? That's a simple thing. It would be much better to say Rebbe told him. Meanwhile, I was teaching him halacha. Go ahead and make a treif, and you're going to learn from your halacha that treif therefore no one needs kisei dam because I paskin like Reb Shimon when it comes to kisei dam. That would have been a chiddush, not just in a gashmizik thing, but also in a halacha. Says the Gemara, you're right, but there's a chiddush involved as well. Loim b'bayi kama. Loim b'bayi treif. Of course, treif is nothing. She shechita, she ain't a ruya, loy shma shechita. I would have thought that Rebbe holds that there's no shechita and therefore nechirasa izui shechitasa. That's how you shecht by doing nechira, and v'liboyi kisei, and you would actually need kisei adam kamashulon, and therefore you would. That's why he didn't tell nechira, because maybe Rebbe holds that nechira is a form of shechita, and if you take a do nechira to a bird, maybe you have to do kisei adam as well. Maybe it's Rebbe holds. Kamash Milan from this Mishnah, this Braise that everybody was aware of, Kashet Sivisicha, that one, you know, Rebbe holds that even the Chida does not need Kisei Adam because that's Kashet Sivisicha, and a bird is included in all that. So the Gemara, Umino for Layan of the Kisne, did take this little this worm or moth fall in Rab Chia's shirt. When the people of Golos, Rab Chia, remember, came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. What do you call it? The times have changed. Posku Hazikin. What happened was there was a time in Eretz Yisrael that Eden suffered in Eretz Yisrael. The wine wasn't good. The linen wasn't good. They had moths everywhere because they were not frum enough. But when the people of Babel came to Eretz Yisrael and became much more frum, as Rashi says, Hoye Chasidim. The chassidim took over and came over. All the tzaddas stopped. What stopped? Pasko, hazikin, v'hazayas, v'aruchas, v'ramim. You had all these, the thunders and the lightning and the hurricanes and everything else. Everything stopped. The terrible winds. Everything stopped. V'lehech mitzienim. The wine was no longer ruined. And v'lelaka pishtonim. The linen was... Sorry?
When was this? What time?
When Abchia came. That's the Rebbe's times.
Well, 150 years before Kamen Era? Like.
This would be about 100 years after the Churban Bayis.
After the Churban?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Rebbe was 150 years after
Churban Bayis. By
Sheni. So this you're talking about 200 years after Kamen Era. 220 after Kamen Era. So it seems at that time, even though he had all these Tanoim, it was interesting. He had all these Tanoim that Rashi says, look at Rashi. B'nei Agoyla, says Rashi. Lav anche knesses agdoyle kama. We're not talking about, it's about 7 lines on the top of the page. We're not talking about anche knesses agdoyle. Ela bahanog doydus achareini kama. We're talking about the later doydus. She's chilu lilkes bnei Yisrael. The Eden that Yisrael started to suffer. Beyenim their wine, pishtonim the linen. Bip nation is kalkulu adoydus. In the times of Rebbe, and he had all these great tanoim, yet they weren't that great. They weren't crash out. Umishaolu bnei Babel lekan. When the people of Babel went to Yisrael, shahoyu chasidim. Posku kan hazoyas. That's when all the terrible earthquakes never stopped. Yeah, 100%. Who else would it be? What do you call it? The loy locker is saying more of a lock. So the zoyas is earthquakes, and ruchas are like hurricanes. The loy locker pishtanim, and their wine was now started being good again, and their linen was no longer affected by moths and all that. The Nosnu Chachamim, when that was said, Chacham right, we looked, who from Babel came here that's fixed everything up? A name, but Abchi Yobanov. We had in the end of it, Ksuvus, Kwan Tzadik, Gdoyle Maisim and Echia, how great they were. So, Lechayda, so how could his shirt be affected? Look at the Gemara says there, fascinating thing. Ki Mahanya Zuchusayu, Abchi Ataka saved the whole Eretz Yisrael, Alma, Adiduloi. The Rebbe gave brachas to everybody to have children. He can't help you, but not for themselves. Abchia saved the whole Eretz Yisrael, but his own shirts still had moths in them. He couldn't help himself. How do I know such a concept? Every day, Baskel Yitzas, a Baskel's Advoy Medis. Call the Oilam Kulu, the entire world is getting fed. Bishvil Chanina Beni, Chanina my son. Chanina Beni, Chanina my own son. Chanina Bedeis, my own son, Dai Loi Bekav Chalub, he can't afford anything. He has over there a little amount of boxer, of carob, Adam Shavuot, that's all he eats from week to week. He's so poor, he couldn't eat anything. As Rashi says, Misparnes Bitzar of a Tzimtzum. He was in pain and hunger, but the whole world fed off his chusim. So the same thing here, Abchir. Abchir saved whole Eretz Yisrael, but not himself. Fascinating. Okay, change tomorrow's show. There's no time.